I was wondering if you could share with us anything that you know about the new prison facility that's going to be built in Millhaven Penitentiary in Kingston. What will be special about this facility?
Well, it's going to be a prison within a prison, and it's being it's actually part of the Canada Border Service, but it's going to be run and managed by the Correctional Services of Canada. And it's going to be a very small prison that only is supposed to only house 6 people. I'm not going to rule out women, but there's nothing official about that. And it's completely self-contained from the rest of the prison, although it's in between, it's, you know, inside the perimeter, high security walls. Apparently, you know, the men will have their own visiting facilities, and they'll have their own, you know, isolated exercise period. And there'll be 4 men there. The 3 men from Toronto, that are now in the West Detention Center, and Mohammed Harkat from the Ottawa area. But it has the potential to house 6, and they'll all have their own cells, but they'll have a common room area, you know, where they can probably sit and watch TV or whatever. It's just absolutely outrageous. There are no charges laid. Whatever evidence they have is not being presented in a court of law, which normally, when the state lays charges, you have to have a preliminary hearing or something like this where the evidence is presented by the Crown, and your defense lawyer is able to question it to see whether or not the evidence has been gathered validly, whether it's valid, and et cetera. But in this case, only a prosecutor or someone of that nature will present the evidence to a judge without either the detainee, without the detainee or his lawyer present, will present that evidence to a judge, and all he has to decide is whether or not he believes there's reasonable grounds for the person to be detained, once again, indefinitely, because there's no judicial review procedure either. You know, even what people classify as dangerous offenders or long-term offenders, you know, there's certain regulations whereby the parole board has to review their detention periodically, you know, and there's rules and regulations for that. But in this case, there's no official means to review their detention. So, you know, it's absolutely terrible for these fellows, but it's a very dangerous precedent for the future, because right now it's supposed to only be applying, I shouldn't say only, but applying to refugees and permanent residents, but apparently not actual citizens. So that at this point in time, if you were charged with a terrorist offense and you're a Canadian citizen, you would still go before the court under the criminal code. But, you know, who's to say it wouldn't take a lot when you're going down this kind of slippery slope for them to amend the law so that in the future, if someone's charged with a terrorist offense, there's no reason to believe it would be a fairly easy matter to have anyone charged with a terrorist offense to be classified under some sort of, you know, special detainee status or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, a representative of the Ontario government said in response to questions as to why this facility was being built that this was based on needs, and if and when there are more detainees, they will be looked at a case-by-case basis, referring to the fact that there are only 6 cells being built in this new unit.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, could you give us a bit of insight as to what needs weren't being fulfilled? Why build a special unit just for these 6 men? Like, what wasn't being satisfied by the provincial prisons that they were being housed in?
Well, I think what makes this really ominous is the fact that they are planning to hold them for quite some time. I mean, if they had any inclination to release them on bail, then they wouldn't bother. I mean, you could take a wild guess, but if it's a separate building, you could guess $1 million to build a separate building, you know, with security, technology, and everything else, plumbing, electricity, blah, 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 right? So to me, what it implies is that the government has every intention of holding these people for quite some time. And you have to keep in mind, from what I've read, that some of these men have been in prison for 5 or 6 years now. The one fellow has been in since the year 2000. He was in prison before 9/11. I don't know how many people are aware of this, because I think most people, including myself, thought that this was, you know, a recent development, that, you know, that we had sort of people being detained under security certificates. So I imagine they're expecting to hold them in prison for quite some time in the future.
Why do you feel the federal government has chosen now, of all times, to build these facilities? As you said, these men have been held in prison for several years now, and there seems to be more and more public outcry against security certificates. More people are becoming aware, and more people are speaking out against them. Is this the federal government taking a strong stance, saying that security certificates are going to be something that is part of the Canadian justice system?
I would imagine that's true, yes. Like, they're investing money in it. They're investing in constructing a building. They're putting a lot of money into it. They're also probably trying to set them up in a permanent facility where they are going to probably argue that they're more comfortable and perhaps have more rights, you know, in quotation marks, than they would in a provincial detention center. I know that Sophie Harkat, the man from Ottawa, Mohammed Harkat's wife, is hoping to get conjugal visits once he's been moved over to Millhaven, and I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it could be that they're thinking along those lines, going to be institutionalized and permanent. Then there would perhaps they can give them a few bones, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that they could argue there's less for people to be up in arms about.
Now, when we're talking about the federal government, mm-hmm. there's been a huge shift just recently. What do you feel? How do you feel the new Canadian government will change the situation of people under security certificates and other prisoners? How do you feel the new Conservative government will change the situation of all types of prisoners in Canada?
Well, I think it's pretty commonly known that the new federal Conservative government is going to be a lot tougher on, you know, criminals, and just the whole criminal justice system is going to become even more tightened up than it already is. And the sad thing about it is that if you look at statistics, crime statistics, across Canada, the homicide rate has actually been going down over the past 10 years, and the crime rate has actually been going down over the past 10 years as well, right across the board. And yet, the rate of imprisonment is increasing exponentially, as well as the construction of prisons. The way I see it, it's kind of a combination of factors whereby it's a very easy way for politicians to get elected on a law and order platform, you know, creating fear in the public, you know, and then claiming that by tightening up on the laws and on the sentencing and on the parole, that they will guarantee people's safety. And even though the politicians know that this law and order platform is, you know, based on a false reality, and as well, you know, corrections or the prison system is a business with, they call it a prison industrial complex. I mean, there are an awful lot of people that make their living now from the prison system, whether it's the judges and the police, the parole officers, the lawyers, the prison guards, the security technology agencies, and so, you know, this is a business that is constantly expanding, growing with prisoners as the product. Here in Kingston, we're having a meeting tonight, a bunch of people, and we're organizing to try to do something about this detention facility and also mm-hmm. just to see what we can do to help, yeah. you know, get the detainees out. And I hope people in other areas of the country are doing the same.